me out of the bearded barley nightly. Beside the green, green grass, swing, swing, swing the spinning step. You wear those shoes and I will wear that dress. Oh.
Hello, you are listening to 91.5 FM. Wait, whoops, sorry. Catherine, move. This is Annabelle, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. Yay! And in the studio today, we have...
Maggie.
Sierra.
Catherine.
Yay! And it's Valentine's themed. So that was just Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer. And we... have our own songs on the playlist, but I'm gonna put it on shuffle because there is Sierra and I have a lot of songs and Catherine and Maggie have two, so I feel like it's just like unfair, but that was unnecessary. I don't know why I said that. Anyway, yeah. Oh, okay, this is also a new show. This is Hermosas Chismosas.
Yeah,
mine and Sierra's show. Beetlejuice is no more, but that
new era.
Yeah, fun time. Tan lines.
So true. Right here in Medford.
True.
UV1.
Oh god.
Okay. On a good day.
That, yeah. Oh well, what can you do? Okay, so the next song is Maggie's song, and it is Love Song by The Cure. Does anyone else have anything to say?
It's a fantastic song.
Get closer to your mic.
It's a fantastic song.
So true.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. Okay, that's gonna play now. Bye.
Thank you.
las luces, dejemos las velas encendidas y afuera las heridas. Ya no pienses más en nuestro pasado, hagamos que choquen nuestras copas por habernos encontrado. Y porque puedo mirar el cielo, besar tus manos, sentir tu cuerpo, decir tu nombre y las caricias, la, la brisa que aviva el fuego. Nuestras vidas son distintas, esta noche todo vale, tu piel y mi piel, ves que se reconocen, es la memoria que hay en nuestros corazones. Porque puedo mirar el cielo, besar tus manos, las caricias serán la brisa que aviva el fuego de nuestro amor, de nuestro amor. Puedo ser luz de noche, ser luz de día, cenar el ocho por un segundo y que me digas cuánto querías que esto pasara.
Okay, so that was just Luz de Día by Los Enanitos Verdes for my mom. I think that's actually one of, like, the most beautiful love songs ever written. It's so gorgeous. Like, the last part, the guitarist is actually singing. He says, without your love, like, I'd rather die. And it's just, it's so beautiful. We saw them in concert over the summer. And it was such, like, a really nice experience. That was that. Anyone else want to say? I'm like trying to start conversation.
So what are you doing for Valentine's Day?
I'm having dinner. What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
I'm going to class.
Oh.
Waiting for Boyfie to come another day.
True.
Yeah.
Mark.
have so many exams.
Oh no. It's okay.
A little nervy.
No, no. I'm sorry that you're on that mic. I feel like I can never hear people when they're on that mic. Well, I don't know if it's just like me. But like, I don't know. I listen to the archives sometimes to see if the mic is actually broken.
What was the conclusion?
I don't remember. I do it every time. Oh. So.
You could hear me last time on this mic.
Oh my god. Last time we did a show together, Maggie was really sick. And we were talking, and then I turned on her mic and she coughed immediately.
So loud.
And then
my bad guys.
And then I yelled at her just like instinctively, and I was like, Maggie. And Catherine gave PSA of the millennium.
I'm gonna pass it over to my dear friend Sierra for this specific installation.
Yeah, fun fact actually, one of the times Sierra came on my show.
Oh my god.
Yeah. One of the times Sierra came on my show last semester, I guess someone listened to the archive for volunteer hours, but I got an email at like an odd hour of the night, and it was like, oh, like, hi, whatever, this PSA was so great. Is it okay if we put it on the system as like an like automated PSA so that people can use it? And then like, I just want to ask for permission, and the person who was saying it, like, whatever. So Sierra's literally like WMFO celebrity right now.
And it's not my fault.
Yeah, what if we, no, we can't play it right now. It's not even the half thing.
But if you hear me and it's not on this show, it's not me. It's an illusion. It's an illusion. That's true. What big radio wants you to believe,
big
that I'm
radio,
there right now.
The people of the radio people. Does, yeah.
So what song's next, Anabe?
I don't know. Does anyone want to choose their song? Because the next song is my song, and three songs of mine have played in a row. So,
what did you log next?
Well, it's not that I whatever. It just seems boring. The next song is "Lola" by the Raincoats, and it's Catherine's song. Catherine's song forever, actually.
It's my song forever. It is a cover of the Kinks version of it, and I like this one better. So, it's
okay.
My favorite.
Okay, perfect. Okay, next song is "Lola" by the Raincoats. Bye.
I met her in a club down in Old Soho, where they drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola. C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name, and in a dark brown voice she said, "Lola, hello, L.A. Lola, la 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 Lola." I'm not the world's most physical guy, but when she squeezed me tight, she almost broke my spine. Oh, my Lola, la 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 Lola.
I'm a loser, just like you. Way too scared, too confused.
Hi, Medford. So today, now that my name is officially on this show, I thought I'd bring some discourse. So everybody in the studio today, I want to know your unpopular opinion, or it could be a popular opinion, of the worst place you could go for a first date.
Oh, that's good.
Because I have one.
Okay, well that's not fair because you just put us on the spot.
Yeah, so do you want me to go first?
Yeah, why don't you kick us off?
Yeah.
Okay, mine's unpopular. I think a movie is the worst possible first date ever.
I understand that. Theater. No, I understand that. Yeah.
You can't talk.
I also hate movie theaters.
You don't have to look at each other. You can pretend the other person's on there. You could be sitting next to the wrong person. How would you know?
How would you know?
It's dark. If I'm paying attention to the movie, you could hold the wrong person's hand if two people are sitting next to you.
I feel like that's highly unlikely.
Dude, I don't know. It's a crazy world out there.
It is a crazy world. I don't know. Okay, actually, I retract that statement. It's not that I don't like movie theaters. I don't know. Well, yeah, I don't like going to the movie theater. I don't know what it is. But I'm trying to start going more because I saw Avatar twice.
But not for the first date. Also, that's the popcorn kernels in your teeth, gross.
I hate popcorn.
Popcorn breath.
I hate popcorn.
Popcorn breath, gross. Popcorn butter fingers, gross.
I introduced...
And I think trying to hold hands,
it's
so
slippery. It just slips right off.
I introduced Sierra to a Mexican delicacy, which is Cholula and popcorn.
So good.
Or tapatio.
My favorite.
Yeah. No, it is your... Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so honored.
Hey, anime. Everything.
Everything Everywhere All at Once is playing at the Somerville Theater
this
weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want to go?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What day?
It's Saturday or Sunday.
That's perfect. Actually...
Okay, say your worst dates.
Okay. I did have, like, a really bad date at a movie theater, so I can back that up. But I feel like I can't give details on it.
Don't.
Yeah.
I was talking hypothetical, but I love the sharing. Thanks for being so open.
Stop. Okay, wait, no. Someone else go. I'm still thinking.
Duick is bad. Duick is bad. But is Duick worse than Hodge? Because I feel like you guys can just leave part ways after the line.
Hodge, you know...
Get closer.
You could take it back to a room.
Oh, true.
Duick, you are in public.
That is true.
Everyone can see you. The people from the balcony are watching. I don't know.
That's true.
To quote our lovely, lovely friend Natalia, karma is for lovers, and Duick is not.
Duick is a scary place. Let me think. I'm still thinking. Kindleven Cafe. So is this like Tufts centric now?
I'm sure. Tufts might be the worst place to have a first date.
that could be saying that as we're on like Tufts radio. I'd say Picnic on the Res Quad. Because you're just like
can't even make it to Preslon.
You're just like so on
it's
display.
Like Panopticon, like you have people viewing from all sides.
We have done that. We have watched a little flirty interaction from your window
I've seen, at the top of Carm. I've seen many. But not from, I think just like walking by. I don't know, I feel like that was like.
We had bird's eye view, it was purposeful too.
Yeah, we staked out.
Oh god. That's actually kind of awful. Sierra said something really funny before. Oh,
we got on air. She always does that.
Aw.
You guys.
So yesterday, oh my gosh, I forgot to announce. We literally have MVP in the room right now. Most valuable penguin.
Soccer star,
Maggie. Margaret. She scored 3 out of 4 goals yesterday at the intramural soccer game.
She got a foot on her.
For context, we did lose badly, but you know what? We scored, and that's what counts.
It's true.
And had fun.
And so their team is called Alert Penguins, which is funny.
Shout out Alert Penguins.
And wait, I forgot where I was going with this completely. Something with Maggie and, oh wow. I feel like I need to like work on that. Anyway, someone else speak before.
Anyways, come out to our game next Friday. Alert Penguins.
Next Friday. I want to say 8 p.m.
Maybe 8 p.m. in the gym.
They're actually so fun. I didn't think I was going to have that much
fun. There are no chairs, though.
Yeah, that is
true. Bring lawn chairs and bring an extra one for me.
Also, it's don't bring any jewelry you want broken because Anna Bay was hit by a shot and her watch glass did
jump scare.
I was so scared. I thought it broke because it came apart in a way it never has before. And I was like, oh my god, and I was just like so out of it. And then someone grabbed it and was like, it's literally fine. And I was like, oh my bad. But yeah, I survived. I lived to tell the tale.
My knee did not.
Oh, that's true. Maggie did get hit too. But like, I don't understand. Like, I was literally in like a safe zone. We were behind the cones. I don't know, but it just like came directly
There's
at
no
me. It was
safe
like
safe zone in that gym.
That is true. That the only place for us to stand was behind the goal. So, what can you do?
It was the world's tiniest attempt at soccer.
Yeah, it was really fun though.
It was really fun.
Yeah, my mom wants me to say hi to her. So hi, mom, and she also wants me to say hi to my hometown.
Yeah, McAllen.
In Spanish. But I can't because like the saying that she wants me to say has a curse word in it. But it is noon. So I'll say without the curse word. Buro 956.
You could say beep.
Buro beep 956 beep.
Yeah.
That was for El Valle. Yeah. Okay, it's also PSA time. I don't know who's doing it.
It's PSA time
right now.
Okay, yeah, I also need to turn off everyone's mics because I know we're going to laugh. What mic are you on?
3.
Okay, perfect.
Somerville cares about prevention. Thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you are a part of the Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests and to remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Finally, remember, it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead to a fine of up to $2,000, as well as up to a year in jail. This message was brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online on Facebook, Twitter, and www.somervillemath.gov/SCAP.
That was beautiful. Good job.
Thanks, Bae.
Yeah, of course. The next song is All My Loving by the Beatles.
Yeah.
For my Valentine.
Aww.
So, okay, bye.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Pretend that I'm kissing the lips I am missing and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving. Oh,
That was Sierra's song.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, and the next song is another song by Los Enanitos Verdes, and it's called Frances Limón, and I think it's one of the most beautiful songs ever. I think that actually might be my favorite song of theirs. I saw them perform it live, again, at the same concert that I was talking about earlier. But it was really interesting because this is the first concert I've been to where everyone was sitting down. And it like made me upset. I was like, it's an Argentine rock band, and they were like, the lead singer actually passed away a couple months ago. So it was like, I'm so grateful I got to see them. And like, I love this song so much, and I stood up for it. The person behind me taps me and goes, "Can you sit down?"
You're joking.
No, I'm literally like, on everything. It was the craziest thing I've ever experienced in my life. And then I was like in like such a like bad and like embarrassed mood for the rest of the concert because it was just so. She was like, "Oye, puedes sentar?"
That's so annoying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everyone was sitting down, so like it makes sense. I get it. But I don't know. I've just never been to a concert where people sit down. And my mom was telling me because like, well, I mean, like it makes sense. Like it's like it was an older crowd. I don't think there were like a lot of people my age there. Maybe like a little bit. But it's mostly like dads and moms. Yeah. But yeah.
That's like when this girl got mad at me for pushing her in the mosh pit. We were in the mosh pit.
We were in a mosh pit.
Like, I'm sorry, but what do you mean?
Guess where Sierra's from?
Go away.
That's like when that woman got mad at us for talking on the train.
No, that's kind of fair. I was like,
no, that is kind of fair.
I was like screaming, cackling behind this woman on the train. She's like, "Can you not scream in my ear?"
Wait, no, that's so fair. Like, I don't know. Like,
at the time, I was mad, but like, she was real for that. 4 years later, I can agree.
No, yeah, sometimes it just needs to like marinate. Like, you understand. Oh my gosh, I know what I was gonna say when I brought up Maggie. Wow, I just remembered. Because Sierra said something really funny. And I never
Stop
finished
saying
it.
That.
I never finished the statement. It was yesterday at the game. That's how I was like, "Oh, Maggie MVP. Wow. I love when it all comes back." Sierra.
I'm sorry. You're scared.
No, I said it earlier.
Oh.
So we have this really good friend that we adore.
Love her
so much, Ruby.
She's a DJ on here.
And Sierra goes, "Every time Ruby giggles, a baby is born." Right now, Sierra said, "Try to do your best giggle on air."
That was.
Oh, that was you.
I'm sorry. Okay, you giggle first, Maggie. Go.
No, I'm gonna turn off the mic. It's awful. That was Margie. My bad. That's on me. I'm a bad feminist.
Oh my god.
Okay. Anyway, the next song is Frances Limón by Los Enanitos Verdes. Okay, bye.
La 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 la. La 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 la. We'll be right back.
ojos como ves. Todo cambia, no así tu voz. Cuando me hablas en francés, limón. Thank you.
Okay, so fun fact. I was just informed that I thought that my dear, good, close, so talented friend, Ben, of the amazing indie band, Inky Scratches, shout out Inky Scratches, made this song that we just listened to.
What?
Yeah, because they were playing at The Smell in downtown Los Angeles, California. And I was moshing to this song.
To MAPS?
Well, because they played it different.
Oh, I see.
And after the show, Maggie is like...
Whole chest was like, all of the songs were originals, they did no covers. And I was like, okay, how do I tell you? There was at least one cover.
It
was MAPS.
They do original songs, but I did make the assumption that all of them, because I did not recognize them, were their songs. But Maggie so kindly informed me just now that I have heard this song before.
Every day you learn something new.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I didn't know that like all of this Mortal Coil's songs were covers. That's okay. Don't even worry about it. Because I was like, oh my god, like I found the original of Tarantula by This Mortal Coil. I didn't know it was a cover. And then my friend said, they're all covers. What do you mean? And I was like, what do you mean? So that was crazy. That was like last semester too. So what can you do?
Sucks.
I know. Every day I just like, every day I'm humbled. Did I tell you guys about the time that someone asked me confidently, remind me what instrument you play? And I had to say that I don't play any. And then they were like, oh.
Hey, why would you right. lie?
I don't play. No, shut up. Those were the seven.
That stays with me.
Anyway.
Enemy's very talented.
Stop. Hey.
Disc jockey. Next song.
The next song is Ode to Be in Love by Kate Bush. Good song. I listened to it all summer. It's a nice song to like drive to, I found. I feel. I insist.
Go. Come on.
Okay, bye. Alright, that was Going to My Head by the Zombies, and unfortunately we only have time for about a portion of one more song.
Boo!
Boo! Deplatforming us.
How could they do this?
I know. Anyway, this is Anave, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And
yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are. Debut, Hermosas Chismosas,
yeah.
Or Chismosas Hermosas, there's a debate. Let us know in the comments.
Send in your votes.
True.
Please. We'll tally them up.
Please. We actually, like, it actually is a debate. Like, I'm not sure which one is grammatically correct, and I have asked 8 people, 8 trusted sources, and they cannot figure it out either. But, yeah, this was Sierra and, I mean, whoa.
And Anave. That was so cute of us. It's like when you do the wedding cake and you like smash in each other's faces.
It's exactly like that.
It was just like that.
It was just like that.
We were breaking in the new radio show.
This was Anave and
Sierra.
Yeah, there you go. Take 2 went perfectly. Okay, whatever. Next song is Epitaph My Heart by the Magnetic Fields. Hope y'all enjoy, and thank you for listening.
Bye, Medford.
Bye.
Shock. Do not remove cover. No user serviceable parts inside. Refer servicing to qualified service personnel. Let this be the epitaph for me.